Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Total Eclipse kicks off a big week in football because Champions League action returns today. Leg one of the quarterfinals. Here's a look at the bracket. We have got some extra tasty matchups on tap. Arsenal taking on Bayern Munich and Real Madrid facing Manchester City today. And then tomorrow, PSG take on Barcelona and Atletico Madrid face Borussia Dortmund. All right, let's start with Arsenal-Bayern. All right, these are two teams that right now I think are kind of trending in opposite directions, would we say. Now, Arsenal required penalties to get through Porto, but they've basically been flying in the league. And then you look at where Bayern are at right now, and they're coming off that abysmal loss at the weekend to Heidenheim. They've only won four times in their last 10 matches. Charlie, for Arsenal, it feels like this is a great time to be coming up against this Bayern team.
It is, but then you can't count out that it's Champions League and Bayern Munich have the players that they do. Similar to the Porto match, you're going into it as a team that feels that you can get the better of the opposing team, but Porto's not Bayern Munich. Porto's a good team, but Bayern Munich is as shaky as they've been. All it takes is one moment for a Harry Kane to shine, for a Leroy Sané, a Musiala. These are world-class players. So, you know, I think for me, when you look at Bayern Munich, you have to look at who's supplying Harry Kane, because we know what Harry Kane's capable of. And, I mean, Harry Kane has scored 14 goals and 19 appearances against Arsenal. So my man knows how to score against Arsenal. But Sané has not scored since last year.
Wow.
I mean, I also, I'll take back what you said, that, Porto, Bayern is in Porto, but also Bayern isn't Porto defensively either. They've let in 10 goals in the last six matches. They've been pretty leaky as far as the back line is concerned. And I think Arsenal, with a strong back line, the ability to stop teams from scoring, I think you're going to see a much different Arsenal than we've seen the last three times. The last three times they played, they lost 5-1 each time. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see a very different Arsenal. And I do agree with you that the Bayern that's going to walk in is not the Bayern we've seen in the Bundesliga, and that we've seen sort of almost be capitulating towards the end of the season now that it's pretty much gone. But at the same time, are we confident that it's going to be the Bayern of old?
No.
I'm not.
No.
No.
I don't think anyone's saying that. But what we are saying is the players going into the locker room for on a Champions League night,
when they have nothing else to play for.
This is all that they have left. Sometimes it can be just a switch of a button. Like, today is different. I'm going to come in and treat this in a different way because this is all that we have left. And Thomas Tuchel, for all that he's done at Bayern and gotten wrong, I think for a Champions League run, I think he's very capable of turning.
He's got to two finals, 1-1. For these Bayern players, too, with so much experience, they know what it's like to be here. Unlike a lot of these Arsenal players, with Arsenal for the first time, this is new territory for them. And I'm just trying to think the world in which Bayern Munich can possibly reset,
galvanize the energy of the eclipse and turn turn that switch.
But they're bare feet.
They've lost 3 years running, though, at this stage.
Obviously, they're going to have to summon something extraordinary that we really haven't seen in crunch time this season. But if Neuer's healthy and Thomas Müller, what they can transmit in the dressing room to a lot of these players that what the club represents, what the club can do, despite all the noise around Bayern Munich at the moment.
It's almost like you're hoping that happens, but at the end of the day, you got to look at the players that they have right now. And Musiala, he's still young, and we talk about experience. He doesn't have it yet in this competition to make a deep run.
But this is where heroes are made.
Serge Gnabry, again, one start since November. Kingsley
Coman.
Because
he's been injured.
Yes. That's my point.
Yeah.
Well, Kingsley Coman hasn't really done anything since.
No, and Sonny, also, I understand what you're saying.
Bayern needs to find inspiration
since February.
At this point in the Champions League,
yes,
to push it forward. You think now is the time,
given
where
their
they
season,
find this confidence?
It's easier said than done, right? And if Arsenal, the key, I think you hit the nail on the head defensively. If they can shut out Bayern in any of the legs, most likely at home, they're on to the path of success. Because, like you mentioned, all of these players that don't get regular minutes, that aren't in regular form, save for, like, Harry Kane, that's it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, speaking
Arsenal
of injuries,
has an extraordinary chance at pulling something off. Because just nominally, you look at the names on the team sheet and you look at the teams that are playing, just given Bayern's history, it would be a heavy lift. But form, football-wise, I look at this and I tip my hat a little bit to Arsenal.
I don't even think that's a question. I think Arsenal are the favorites coming into it.
They haven't lost since they lost to Porto. That's seven games unbeaten.
I think the only way that Bayern Munich survive and get to the next round is if Thomas Tuchel says, we are just defending and we're going to play on the counter.
Do they have the pieces for that?
They're going to, that's the
counter,
only way.
Yes. The counter, yes, they have
those open
pieces.
Up, their midfield is super weak. Goretzka and Konrad Lehmer, they move Kimmich now to right back. That is just a weak midfield. Whether it's Musiala or Thomas Müller, they're not great defensively.
That's
they don't cover enough ground. They don't keep possession. So the Bayern of old, it's not even possible for them to keep possession in the attacking half. So I think they have to rely on the transition and the counterattacks.
Pavlovic was kind of like one of those bright stars that was blossoming this season, and he's ill, probably out for the game today. He was giving, instead of Konrad Lehmer, he was giving Bayern a lot of that fluidity in the midfield, and he won't be available today. So that's a big miss.
If Bayern somehow get past Arsenal, let's say they somehow win Champions League, because this is all they're playing for at this point in the season with the Bundesliga title already won by Leverkusen. Is there any chance that Thomas Tuchel can save his job if they end up winning Champions
The reason
League?
Is because no, because whoever wins this will play either City or Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Curtains for whoever comes after this, you're saying?
I think Madrid goes through, and I think Arsenal goes through. And as much as I love Arsenal, I think Madrid win that matchup.
Mm. What if it's City Arsenal?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's City Arsenal?
That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh, tasty.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.